finding enough.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord. We give God thanks that we can be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in Psalm 119, and we are going from verse 1 to 176, and we see this is an acrostic psalm. It's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or phrase. And in this case, we see where the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, a set of eight verses, are headed by one letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So we see, people of God, we have to look into this psalm and see what the Lord is saying to us in this season. We see where God is speaking to us from His Word. For we see in this psalm, it has 176 verses. And from the 176 verses, there are only four verses which does not carry a word for God's revelation to us. So we, as God's people, must understand that God is speaking to us and that we are to take heed to the Word of God. The Word of God reminds us in this psalm that we will see words like word, law, testimony, way, precept, statutes, commandment, judgment, all these words we will see which denote God's revelation to us, His people. So we give God thanks for this psalm, and as we go through, we are going to glean from this psalm that will help us to be transformed in the image of God's Son. So this week we are going to be looking at the letter P. And it heads verses 129 to 136. 129 to 136 of Psalm 119. And we are using the New King James Version. So let us pray and begin. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your love towards us, your mercy and your grace. We thank you that you are God. You reign supreme. There is none like you. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. There is none before you, O God, and there is none after you. We thank you, O God, for your word, your instruction of righteousness to us. O God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, we will not take it lightly, that you see it fit to leave your word for us so that we can have, O God, instruction for life. O God, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Help us, O God Almighty, to walk, O God, in the direction where your word points us. Father God Almighty, we look to you, O God, this evening. We can do nothing by ourselves. So we come completely dependent on you, O God. Father God Almighty, we pray for your people as they come to hear your word this evening, O God, that you, O God, will illuminate your word to us all so that we will go forth in revelation knowledge to do your will. Lord, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is our master teacher. And we pray in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, that you'll guide us into all truth and bring to our memory your word so that we can live according to your will. Have your way in us, O God, and may your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. So we are looking on the letter P, and the letter P is the 17th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And we see it heads these verses 129 to 136, as I said earlier. So we see the letter P means mouth. The letter P means mouth. And it refers to the power of speech. People of God, we must understand what we say is so important. How is our speech today? Is it mixed with salt? Is it graceful? So we have to understand, people of God, that we must impact with our speech. Our speech is supposed to influence people positively, not negatively. So we see the importance of speech. So this letter P means mouth and refers to the power of speech. The P teaches us to view our words as precious, as gold. not to be spilled haphazardly. People of God, did we get that? The prayer teaches us to view our words as precious as gold, not to be spilled haphazardly. So we don't just speak anything that comes to our mind. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide our speech. That whatever we say, people of God, will bring grace to the hearer. We see the word tells us in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. People of God, death and life is in the power of the tongue. What we say, people of God, can either build up or destroy. We want to speak words that edify, words that build up, people of God, words that make someone want to change. We want to be people who influence people positively. We must have an impact wherever we go by the words we speak, people of God. Let our words be seasoned with salt, bringing grace to the hearer. So we, as God's people, must understand the importance of speech and ask the Holy Spirit to put a restraint on our lips that we don't just speak anything that comes to our mind, but ask the Holy Spirit to help us to speak what is right, what is true, what is honest, what is of good report, to speak what brings honor to the name of Christ. So we have to be very careful with our speech. So always remember that this 17 letter of the Hebrew alphabet means mouth and refers to the power of speech. So we're going to look at verse 129 at this time. 129 from the New King James Version. The word said, your testimonies are wonderful. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. Your testimonies are wonderful. Your words are awesome. Therefore, my soul obeys them. My soul keeps them, meaning my soul obeys your word. And people of God, we have to understand the soul is the mind, the emotion, and the will. And people of God, when our minds start to obey God's word, when our emotions start to obey God's word, when our will obey God's word, and people of God, we will be on our way to please God in every aspect of our walk. So our soul must obey the word of God. So the psalmist said, your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. So it's very important, people of God, our mind, emotion, and will be completely surrendered to God. The Holy Spirit will be in charge of our mind, emotion, and will as we surrender to Him. So we are called to surrender to the Holy Spirit in our lives so that our souls will obey the voice of God. So we have to hear God's word and stand in awe of God's word. Your word, oh God, are wonderful. I stand in awe of your word. And people of God, we have to come to that place where we stand in awe of God's word, where we tremble at his word. People of God, we have to come to that place where our soul obeys the word of God. Mind, emotion, and will are in obedience to the word of God. Look on verse 130 of Psalm 119, New King James Version. The word of God said, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. The entrance of your word brings illumination. It gives light. It brings illumination. It gives understanding to the simple. And people of God, when we really get to understand God's word, when the word comes through to us and becomes heart knowledge to us, then people of God, we don't remain simple. We become wise people. It gives understanding to the simple. So we cannot remain simple if we understand. So we have to understand that we need heart knowledge of God's word. Many of us are going by head knowledge, which will not take us far. We need heart knowledge of God's word to be able to endure in this time, to be able to stand firmly amidst adversities. We need heart knowledge of God's word. God's word is coming, but sometimes we have all those words as head knowledge and we become puffed up with pride. Nobody like us, we know all these verses and we can repeat them, we can memorize them and recite them. but we do not have any heart knowledge of who God is. So the entrance of God's word into our innermost being, it brings illumination. And when God's word is illuminated to us, people of God, that means we understand the word. Now we can apply the word. So we don't remain simple, but we become wise people in the kingdom. So we want to have heart knowledge of God's word, not head knowledge only, but heart knowledge of God's word. But when the words of the entrance of God's word gives light, that means the word has now become heart knowledge. And that's what we need as the body of Christ. We need heart knowledge of God's word that we can function as true ambassadors of Christ Jesus. So let us refer to Romans 10. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Romans 10, 9 and 10. The word said that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Look at verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. So when the word becomes heart knowledge, when the entrance of the word becomes heart knowledge, people of God, it leads us to righteousness. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So people of God, if we just confess from head knowledge, we won't go far. But the confession has to come when we have that heart knowledge, when the entrance of the word has pierced the innermost being, and we now come to a knowledge of who Christ is, people of God, and we become wise. We can't remain simple. We become wise. So God is calling us, people of God, to heart knowledge. Head knowledge will keep us puffed up with pride, but heart knowledge keeps us humbly, walking in humility, walking like Jesus walked. People of God, we need the entrance of God's word in our lives. The entrance of his word gives light. So we need the light of God's word in our hearts so that we can go forth in understanding and apply God's word unto wisdom. That we cannot remain simple. We will not remain simple because we understand God's word. Look at verse 131 of Psalm 119. The word of God said, I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. People of God, the psalmist was saying, I gasp with longing for your words. I gasp. I panted. I long for your commandment. I gasp with longing for your word. I'm hungry for your word. The word of God said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So the psalmist was hungry. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for your commandment. When we refer to Psalm 42, 1 to 2, Psalm 42, 1 to 2, the word said, as a deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? The word of God reminds us, as a deer, the psalmist was saying, as a deer pants for the water brook, so is my soul panting after you, O God. And people of God, we must understand what happens to that deer when that deer is thirsty. That deer will smell the water from miles away. And whatever the deer has to do to reach to that water, the deer will do it, people of God. If the deer has to go through some rough terrains to get to that water, that deer is going to get that to that water because that deer is thirsty. That deer is panting because it's thirsty. Are we thirsty for the word of God? Are we thirsty for the things of God? Are we hunger and thirsty after righteousness? People of God, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for we shall be filled. We want, people of God, to be panting after God. We want to be pursuing him with our whole heart. We want to be going after God with everything in us, people of God. The word said, I opened my mouth and panted for I long for your commandment. I long for you, O God. And we must long for him. I long for your commandment. Do we long for Jesus? Do we have that hunger and thirst for him? Do we love him? People of God, God is calling us to love Jesus. To love Jesus and become lovesick. Where we will start searching for him. We will start to search the scriptures. And we will find Jesus when we search the scriptures. Look at verse 132 of Psalm 119. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is towards those who love your name. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is to those who love your name. The psalmist was saying, turn your eyes to me, O God, and show me mercy, as you always do towards those who love your name. And people of God, those who love his name, those who know his name, will put their trust in him. Those who love his name will walk in his character. We will walk in Christ-likeness. We will honor Jesus if we truly love his name. Remember, the name denotes the character of the person, the identity of the person. So when we truly love his name, we will walk in his identity. We will walk in his character. We will walk honoring Jesus. So we must cry out like this psalmist, turn your eyes to me, O God, and be merciful to me as you always do towards those who love your name. We want to love the name of the Lord. We want to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We want to give him all, people of God. But we have to come to that place of complete surrender, completely yielding to the Holy Spirit, and he will do the work in us. Look at verse 133 of Psalm 119. The word said, direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Lead me with your word, and prevent any wickedness from overcoming me. People of God, we are living in a fallen world, and we can be overcome if we are not hidden in Christ Jesus. So we want to ask the Lord God to lead us and guide us and prevent any wickedness from coming upon us, any iniquity from having dominion over us. So we as God's people must know and understand that we are called to live like Jesus has called us to live as true ambassadors for Christ. So we have to know, people of God, that God is calling us to live a life holy and pleasing unto him. For we must know that God is calling us to be the people that he has called us to be. So we are going to refer to Romans 6. Verse 14, Romans 6, verse 14. The word said, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Sin shall not have dominion over you. So the psalmist was saying, direct my steps, O God, so that no iniquity will have dominion over me. And the word tells us in Romans 6, 14, that sin shall not have dominion over us. For we are not under the law, but under grace. The grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching us to avoid ungodliness and worldliness so that we can live righteously and soberly in this present world. So people of God, sin don't have to have no dominion over us. We are overcomers through Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So we have to understand, people of God, that we are not servants or slaves to sin anymore. We are to live righteously and soberly in this world. Look on verse 134 of Psalm 119. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precept. So the psalmist was crying out to God, free me from my oppressors. Free me from my oppressors that I may obey your rules. People of God, we need to be free. We need to walk in the freedom that Christ has set us free. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. People of God, help us. May God help us to stand firm in the liberty in which Christ has made us free, so that we do not entangle ourselves again with the yoke of bondage. So we need to ask God's help daily to help us to walk in the freedom which he has given us. The psalmist was saying, redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. So we must cry out to the Lord, free me from my oppressors, whatever is oppressing us. Free me, O God, that I may obey your rules. And we need to obey the Lord in everything that we do or say. Look at verse 135 of Psalm 119. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. Look upon your servant and instruct me in your ways. Look upon me, O God, and instruct me in your ways. And we see where God the Father has sent Jesus Christ the Son, people of God. And Christ came and he showed us the Father. So we see the face of the Father when we see Christ, people of God. We have to understand this truth. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your ways. People of God, we have to understand, as the word said in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, the word said, for it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ came and he declared the Father to us. So we don't have to be wondering, how does the Father work? What does he do? How does he look like? How much does he love us? We see everything, every trait of the Father in Jesus Christ. So we see the face. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. So we see Jesus Christ came and shine the light in our hearts and show us the Father. We see the word of God tells us in the Aaronic blessing in Numbers 6:24-26. The word said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. So we see Jesus came and he shine upon us and he is gracious to us. The word tells us we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. The Lord gives us his shalom. People of God, nothing missing, nothing lacking. The Lord gives us his peace. So we want to walk in the peace of God. We want to walk as those that are whole, people of God. We want to know that God has shined his face upon us. Jesus Christ came, and he came to set us free, and he came to make us whole. And we as God's people need to walk in that wholeness, bringing honor and glory to the name of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 136, that's the last verse in this stanza, and this is, which is headed by the letter P, which means mouth. So we see, people of God, this word said in 136 of Psalm 119, rivers of water run down from my eyes because men do not keep your law. Rivers of water run down from my eyes because men do not keep your law. The psalmist was saying, I weep because of men who do not want to obey your word. People of God, how? We have to ask ourselves, when? When was the last time did we weep over an unsaved person? Did we weep over those that have not yet known Christ? The psalmist says, rivers of water run down my eyes because of those who do not want to keep your law. People of God, remember, God is long-suffering towards us. It's not his will that any man should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All should have everlasting life. But we as God's people need to weep again. The church of God needs to weep again. people of God, our love for others have waxed cold. So that's why we don't see much weeping in the church anymore. But God is calling us to weep again. The psalmist said, rivers of water run down my eyes because men do not keep your law. So people of God, we need to weep again over the sinners. We need to come back to that place where we are concerned about the sinners. We must admit, people of God, that our hearts have become cold. Oh, people of God, we have to admit. When we admit, the Lord will help us. Our love has waxed cold. We have become desensitized to what is going on around us. We do not even become concerned about the sinners anymore. But the psalmist said, I weep because of men who do not obey your word. Let us weep again. Let us cry out to God on their behalf and say, Lord, save them. Deliver them. For we know that it's not your will that any man should perish, but that all should have eternal life. And people of God, we have to understand that God is long-suffering. He's forbearing. He's putting up with some things for a long time. Because people of God, the word said he's slow to anger and he's plenteous in mercy. So we see our merciful Father who is long-suffering to all those who do not obey his word. And people of God, they are given chances after chances. But we must go with the good news of Jesus Christ. We must proclaim the good news wherever we go so that they will come to know Jesus and walk in his ways. So we as God's people must know that we are called to represent Christ right here on earth. We are called to be ministers of reconciliation. But we also must love the people that we are going to minister to. We must love them. We must cry out to God on their behalf. We must weep over them because of their sinful state. And we must ask God to deliver them from the enslavement of sin. So people of God, we pray today that as we go through this world, we will come to that place where our hearts, people of God, become again hearts that are of flesh and not stony hearts. People of God, we need to ask God to use the word, the hammer of the word, to break up our stony hearts so that we will weep again. We want to weep, people of God, over sinful men and ask the Lord to change their hearts and to change their minds so that they can become who Christ wants them to become. God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. So let us cry out like the psalmist, rivers of water run down his eyes because man do not want to keep the law of God. So we want, as God's people, to cry over sin, to cry over sinful people and ask the Lord to change their hearts and to change their minds. God bless you here this evening and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to go with the good news wherever you go. Let your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Wherever we go, let us speak of the goodness of Jesus and let us, people of God, have a heart that is empathetic towards others. Let us hate sin and know that we love the sinners, but we hate sin so we can go and tell them that you can change, that lifestyle can be changed when you put your trust in Jesus Christ. We pray today that the entrance of the word in the lives of God's people will bring forth light and will cause God's people to become wise as we continue to feed on God's word. God bless you all this evening. Let us pray and end this session. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you that you're calling us, people of, oh God, to come to that place where we understand that it's not in our might nor in our power, but it's by your spirit. So we pray this evening in the name of Jesus that you, oh God Almighty, will lead us to that place. Oh God Almighty, have complete surrender to your will, to your way. Oh God, help us, oh God, to come to that place where we understand that what we say is very important so we don't just spill whatever come to our minds, but we speak words that edify, words that will build up, words that will cause others to change. So we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that our words will influence others to come to know you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. And we thank you again for your word to us this evening. And we pray in the name of Jesus, we will not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. Father, we thank you. We bless you and we give you praise forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen, amen, amen.